It's time for our Warrior of the Week from Vance Air Force Base. And a lot of times we talk to pilots and we talk to officers and airmen. And once in a while, there's a civilian that shows up. Pete Kazar is in here, attorney at the base, the attorney advisor. So you're going to have to define that. What does that mean?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm the sole civilian attorney.
Okay.
At the legal office, we have an office, fairly small office, but we have a pretty large volume of things that we work on. But mm-hmm. three attorneys, two military attorneys, and then me. I'm the civilian attorney, and I'm the chief of civil law. So I oversee contracts, environmental, civilian personnel issues, and just kind of all the cats and dogs.
When people talk about lawyer, they instantly think of bad stuff. Oh my gosh, why does Vance need a lawyer? Somebody's got to take care of crossing the T's and dotting the I's, I guess,
too. Yes, sir. Well, that's part of the job, is to try to keep bad stuff
away
to advise the wing commander and make sure that everything we're doing is on the up and up.
But a lot better about at Vance Air Force Base, I can imagine a lot of it's just simple, mundane, day-to-day stuff, right?
A lot of it is, but not all of it. We have a fair number of kind of high visibility issues that we work on as well. A lot of construction projects that require higher level engagement.
So we're for
a small base, we're a pretty busy place.
Yeah. So you come all the way from Florida to be here, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm 12 years prior active duty, mm-hmm. and I'm still in the reserves as well, but I'm originally from Florida,
mm-hmm.
and got the position here at Vance in 2018, and I've loved it. So I've been here ever since.
What led you to Enid? What's the story behind this?
Well, my final active duty assignment, I was at when I was still active duty, was at Tinker.
Okay.
So we actually live in Edmond. I mm-hmm. make the drive every day, but I love Enid. And I've gotten to know it well throughout my time here. But my last active duty assignment was at Tinker. And so we bought a house there. And then we moved for a little while after active duty and did some other things for a year. And we rented the house out. And I got this position. And we said, what the heck, let's go ahead and move back in.
I gotcha. So when you were in the military, what was your role in the military?
I was a JAG, a military lawyer.
Okay. So this is kind of a unique situation with you being a civilian with prior military experience. Talk to those members of the military who are looking at the next step after, they've served their time and they're like, do I re-enlist? Do I do the full 20? What do I do? Well, what advice would you give them?
Yes, sir. Great question. Well, I mean, not to give a lawyer answer, but it really does depend. I mean, it depends on the person, what their life goals are, what they want to do. For me, I think the reserves ended up being a great option and mm-hmm. being a civilian as well, because I can continue to wear the uniform, at least in a reserve capacity, and serve, which I love to do, but also get to settle and have a civilian position and serve in that capacity as well. So for me, that's worked out great. Some people should serve the 20 plus years and then other people maybe a few years and then they're ready to move on. So it really depends on everyone's personal situation.
Where all did your time in your Air Force take you?
Well, I'm a Florida boy, so my very first assignment was Elmendorf Air Force Base, Alaska.
Okay,
so
there
so,
you
so,
go. Lots of beaches up there.
That's right. Very cold ones. But they sent me from Florida to Alaska, and then Alaska, to Little Rock Air Force mm-hmm. Base, Arkansas, so not too far from here, and then D.C. for a little while, and then Buckley Air Force Base in Colorado, and then Oklahoma, Tinker.
Good deal. So... how long until you get to retire?
Well, I've got a ways yet. On the uniform side, I've got to put in probably another good 4 or 5 years till I'm eligible. And then the civilian side, I'm as long as Vance will keep me, they're probably stuck with me for a while.
Okay, that's a good answer. I just wondered, I guess I should have said, how long are you going to stick around Oklahoma? Is this like a lifetime change?
Yes, sir. Kids love it and have good friends, and we're happy here, and it's a great base. So, yes, sir.
And if Enid and Edmond keep growing, they're just going to be sister cities next to each other eventually.
That's right.
Good stuff. Pete, I appreciate you. Thank you for what you're doing down there at Vance.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time.
Down there at Vance.
Yes, sir. Thank you.